Good morning to you, Caitlin. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, no worries. Thanks for having me.
We are looking forward to welcoming you to Tassie as part of they're calling it the mini festival of the hot new wave of country music, This Crazy Life Tour. So it's in Tassie next month. When was the last time that you were down here?
Oh, man, too long. It would have to be over a year now, so looking forward to getting back.
All right, we need pencil in October 8 in Launceston. You're supporting the Wolf Brothers. As Jess said, it's like a mini festival and you're part of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a bunch of us that'll be on tour and you know, visiting a lot of towns on the East Coast. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And it's a bunch of awesome artists, so it should be a really good night.
Now, you have a shot to prominence. It's been a rapid rise over the last couple of years since X Factor in 2014. Did you ever foresee that this was going to happen? You've spent quite a bit of time overseas and you're still only 20 years old.
I know, yeah. I mean, you always dream and you aim for things to happen. But when they actually happen, you're kind of like, oh, I'll fancy that. So, yeah, it's always really exciting and you're forever grateful for the opportunities and achievements that come my way.
How long did you sit back and debate whether or not to go on a reality TV show?
You know what? I spent a lot of time. I almost didn't. I almost didn't put it that way. And then I just went, oh, well, what have I got to lose? I'll give it a crack. And, yeah, the rest is history.
I think that you're different, though, in the way that you did find, I guess, the start on reality TV. But since then, you've really paved your own way. So getting to play the sort of music that you want to play, I'm assuming that's the case anyway. So many artists that we see, and you just assume, oh, would they have written that song themselves? You know, the things that they're being asked to release. It seems as though you really are getting to follow what it is that you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. The X Factor was like really, really great opportunity and gave me so much exposure and experience. And then I pretty much just went on my own way and took what I got from the show and then created it in my own way, I guess.
You probably
what I wanted to do.
Did it at the right time as well. People are starting to, are they getting bored of these reality shows? Are we seeing the same stuff year after year? They're trying to improve it with different celebrities coming in to be part of the panels?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like anything. You know, you see it enough times and you're always looking for ways to create it and make an improvement and whatever. But, I mean, I think those shows will forever be pretty entertaining to watch.
I was just looking at some photos of the 2016 Gympie Muster. I must say it's something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to go there. It just looks like so much fun. Are you starting to find that in terms of country music, or they're calling it the new wave of country music, are you getting some new fans on board, some new younger fans that might otherwise be listening to pop or rock, now that country music is becoming a little bit more accessible?
Yeah, that's what we're pretty much aiming to do. And I think that's a lot to do with what this you know, festival tour is all about. Pretty much, there's always that stigma, it's ridiculous on country music. But yeah, really, today it's just a bunch of people writing about whatever they feel at the time. And you know, so what if there's a banjo on the track? But, you know, good music's good music. And we just love for people of all ages to be listening to it, regardless of what the genre is specified as.
It is funny that we draw that line in the sand. I mean, you know, they're polar opposites, but this day and age, you know, they're nearly merging when it comes to pop and country.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah. You've only got to listen to American country. Sometimes you can't even, you know, tell the two genres apart. So, and at the end of the day, music's music, so, yeah.
I love the musicianship as well when it comes to country music. So you're getting up there and playing actual instruments. I imagine that that's a big part of this tour as well, is not just the lead singers and the front men, so to speak, but some incredible guitarists, I imagine, are touring with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. We pretty much play whatever you can hear on the track. And it's always fun to, I guess, it's that extra little bit of the pie to be able to listen to real instruments and play it, and there's always more emotion, you know, when you're playing through an instrument as well, so not just singing.
So you're not going to do a Taylor Swift on us?
No, well, who knows what the future holds, but not today.
Who's one artist that you would absolutely love to perform alongside?
Oh man, that's hard, because there's just so many people, but you can always, you know, pick the classic Keith Urbans and carry on with, or Taylor Swift. But you know, the people that I'm actually touring with here on this festival tour is actually, they're going to be great, and I can't wait to perform alongside them.
So the opportunities have kept on flooding through for you. You won the Commercial Radio Australia New Artist to Nashville Scholarship, the CMC New Artist Award, or New Australian Artist Award. What's next for you once this tour's out of the way?
I'll be jumping into the studio and starting off my my album, basically. So I released a little EP. And, yeah, when I was in Nashville, I did a lot of writing for the album. So, yeah, once I knock off the tour, I'll be, yeah, in the studio.
In Australia or overseas?
In Australia.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Cool.
I'm gonna be using a few Aussies this time around, so it's a combination of that and that.
All right, well, we can see you in Tassie, October 8 in Launceston with the mini music festival, the New Wave Country Music Festival. Caitlin, we really appreciate your time. Best of luck for the rest of 2016.
Thank you so much, guys. See ya.